Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of devotion and prayer. We are still on our Hills and Valleys series. So today we are starting part three. We will be talking about mountains. So we've talked about hills and valleys from a season perspective and being able to identify what season you're in, knowing that all valley seasons isn't a warfare season, or it doesn't always mean that the enemy is attacking you. Sometimes God calls us into valley seasons. And one example of that is entering into a season of rest. But no matter what season that you're in, know that God is with you. He's walking with you through whatever season it is, whether it's a season of triumph, whether it's a season of trials or challenges or tribulations. And also knowing that it's important to know and acknowledge the fact that our blessings are not only provided to us in seasons of triumphs, but we can also be blessed in our valley season. So there are blessings that await us in our valley seasons. And sometimes before we can even get to our blessings on the hills or on the mountains, we actually have to go through the valley sometimes, not all the time. And also knowing that no matter what season that you're in, that God has a purpose for you being in that season. So many times during whatever season, whether it's a valley season specifically, or even a season on a hill or a mountain or a valley, because we'll talk about some mountains today, but many times you'll be strengthened in that season. You'll be strengthened in the valley season. Many times your faith will have an opportunity to grow and become stronger. You'll gain an even deeper trust in the Lord, even after you've experienced the valley season as well. So even right now, you can look back over your life and see how God has brought you through, how he's never given up on you, how he's never forsaken you, how he's been your provider, he's been your miracle worker, he's been your promise keeper, he's been your light in darkness. He's made ways out of no ways when you couldn't understand how you were going to get out of some situations. And he's even giving you testimonies where you can probably say, like, literally, it's only by the grace of God that I was able to experience this or get out of this or receive the blessings that God has given me. So as we reflect on past seasons, they will give us hope. They'll give us faith. They'll give us comfort in knowing that the same God back then is the same God right now. And the same God that brought you through past experiences is the same God who's going to bring you out whatever season that you are currently in right now, or even a season that God is preparing you to go in and to enter into even for the future as well. So we've dug a little deeper into scripture, into breaking down hills and knowing that Jesus speaks to his disciples, and us being the light of the world in a town built on a hill that cannot be hidden. So we talked a little bit about that on last week, knowing that we are the light of the world, that Jesus is our light, that his light shines in and through us, but also knowing that we have to be an example for our lights to be able to shine into this dark world so that other people may be able to experience Christ and to get to know him and to accept him as their Lord and Savior if they have not. So all that God has done for us, Christ has never intended for us to keep those things to ourselves. We are to be givers of light. So we are to share all that he has done for us, and not so much drawing attention to ourselves, but giving him all the glory, the honor, and the praise that is due to him. Showing others of God's grace that you've experienced, God's mercy that you've experienced, his faithfulness, his favor, his miracles, his power, and even his forgiveness as well. We also talked about how sometimes hills and mountains can be used interchangeably in scripture, But although from a physical perspective, they are a bit different, we do know that a mountain is higher than a hill. We do know that a mountain is obviously a bit harder to climb than a hill. But today I want to talk more about mountains. So mountains is actually mentioned in the Bible over 130 times. In some instances, it speaks of a specific mountain or a mountain, and that's just what it is. That has no specific symbolism. We know about the Mount of Transfiguration, which we've talked about in our past two sessions or series with this Hills and Valleys. It also talks about Mount Zion, Mount Sinai, and Mount of Olives are some other mountains that are mentioned, not just a lot in the Bible, but we know that they have some symbolism. So also knowing that mountains symbolize being able to overcome difficulties and also accomplishing great things. So that is another way to see your hill or mountain season. So as I mentioned, we talked about Matthew chapter 17, on last week about Jesus being transfigured on the mountain and him taking Peter, James, and John up to the high mountain and them being able to get a glimpse of his glory, that he was so bright that it was hard for them to even look at him. So today I want to stick with this same chapter. We're actually going to focus on verses 14 through 21. So if you have your Bibles, please open them to Matthew 17, verses 14 through 21. So basically this passage, Jesus is casting out a difficult demon. He's healing a boy who has been demon possessed. So I'm actually going to read these verses, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. So starting at verse 14. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. So he is someone who has seizures. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured that very hour. Verse 19, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast it out? Verse 20, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So as we've identified, and I've even shared some examples of valley, hill, and mountain seasons, in order for us to be able to get through some of our seasons, obviously we know that we have to have faith, we have to believe, and it's not just believing in Christ. Yes, we are to do that, but also believing in healing, believing in restoration, believing that better is coming, believing that what your current circumstance is temporary, and it's not necessarily things that God wants you to experience from a long-term standpoint or a long-term perspective. But in order for you to get from one season to the next, you're going to have to be able to identify what's keeping you from experiencing your next season, or what's keeping you from experiencing God's miraculous power. What mountains are standing before you that you need to speak to and tell them to move? So just like the boy was experiencing symptoms that were demonic, what evil spirits are tormenting you? So that's something to think about. What evil spirits are keeping you from experiencing what God desires for you? So anything that obviously is not of God is of the enemy. So we can kind of go into some examples of that. is fear something that's keeping you from experiencing God's best or keeping you from moving into your next season or paralyzing and crippling you from doing the things that you should be doing? So we know that the Bible tells us that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Is it procrastination that's keeping you from your next season or experiencing what God desires for you to have an experience? Or is it laziness? Is it pride? Is it perversion? Is it addictions, anxiety, rejection, bitterness, unforgiveness, a spirit of comparison where you're watching and seeing what's happening in other people's lives or the blessings that they are experiencing, and it's causing you to be envious or jealous of not being able to experience the things that they are experiencing. Maybe it's confusion or chaos or disorder. And we know that God is a God of order. He is not a God of disorder, but a God of peace. It could be false religions or deception. We know that Satan is a deceiver, that he is a liar. He is the father of lies. So kind of think about what lies has he been planting in your mind, and then also think about what God's word says about that and making a decision whether you're going to stand on God's word or you're going to fall into the trap and the lies that the enemy is trying to place and plant in your mind. If it's infirmities, so we see just from this passage, obviously it was a spirit. We know that infirmities are sicknesses, physical weaknesses. And we've also seen in the Bible that there are so many miracles of healing, obviously miracles and healing that Jesus has done. And it's something to ask yourself if you believe that for yourself. And not just, oh, like that happened in the Bible. The same God back then is the same God now. The same Jesus that was back then, we can still call on him right now in his name, not by our own power or might to do anything, but with his help to be able to do that. So as far as the application piece, one, obviously I've mentioned identifying your mountains, but just making sure that you are renouncing those things that are not of God, rejecting it and not coming into agreement with those things and not partnering with those things that are not of God, and sending them back in Jesus' name, wherever they came from. Confessing, that is one thing that hinders our prayers from being answered sometimes as well. So just asking for forgiveness for believing the lies of the enemy and these things that have been being placed into your mind or your thoughts or tormenting you or anything that you have done to even open the door for the enemy to come in to attack. So making sure that you're spending time in prayer, renouncing and confession and repenting as well, but also asking and praying and even inviting the Holy Spirit in to have its way, because many of these things you can't do on your own. It is by way of the Holy Spirit and it is by the working of God in Christ. So whatever these things are that you have been able to identify or acknowledge that are not of God, so now it's time to actually release the things that are of God. So what does God's word say about these lies or these things that have been paralyzing you or crippling you or keeping you from doing what God truly desires for you, or even experiencing what he truly desires for you? So being able to identify what your mountain is, and it's something that you may have to go into prayer time with God, asking him to reveal those things. Some of them you may already know what they are just from thought right now, but also asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to you anything that you may not be aware of or anything that may be hindering you or anything that you just didn't know that it wasn't God and it's an attack of the enemy. So once you find scripture, obviously speaking God's truth, exchanging the lies that the enemy has been speaking to you for God's truth, also asking the Holy Spirit to uproot those things. And if you think of grass, so if you have grass and you have weeds that are growing in the grass, you can continue to cut the grass every week or every 2 weeks, what have you, but those weeds are going to continue to grow back. Only how they are going to come up if you pull them up from the root out of the ground, and then they will not grow back. So think of that in regards to the mountains that you need to be speaking to and uprooting those things, asking God to help you with uprooting those things. And also just being able to identify different mindsets that you may have. And some you may not even be aware of or didn't even know that it was something of the enemy. You could just thought that it was thoughts that you may have been having, whether the enemy has been planting in your head, like you're never going to be anything, or you're not going to succeed, or you're too old, or it's too late. And those are like hopelessness mindsets. Even you telling yourself like, oh, it's okay for me to tell this small white lie. No, that's manipulation. And it's okay for you telling yourself like, oh, it's okay if I just do this one sin. Like, it's not too bad. It's not a big sin, or God is not going to mind, or God knows my heart. And that's the spirit of deception. So just being able to identify even mindsets that you have and even things that you are experiencing that are kind of like barriers that are blocking you from experiencing what God truly wants you to have in life. So as you are able to identify those things and replace them with truth, replace them with what God's word says, begin to speak those truths and release them. So we know that the Bible tells us that whatever you bind here on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose here on earth will be loosed in heaven. So whatever you are binding, you are obviously loosing the opposite, releasing the opposite, whether it's purity, whether it's faith, whether it's peace, whether it's hope or humility and expectation. So those are just some examples. And we also know at the end of this passage, Jesus tells them that some things only come out by way of prayer and fasting. So we even know that Jesus went to the mountain to pray. So this may be a time, whatever you're experiencing, that it may not just be able to come out with you just praying, but for you to enter into a time of prayer and fasting, whether you need to go into a secluded place and spend time with God. We know that Jesus fasted for 40 days, however long the Holy Spirit leads you to fast for. That's something that you need to take into prayer and not just saying, I'm going to fast for 40 days because Jesus fasted for 40 days, or I'm going to fast for 21 days because Daniel fasted for 21 days. Really going into prayer and asking the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what that time it may be. And it could be something that's fasting once a month for a month, or for 2 months, or a 7-day fast, a 21-day fast. So really going into time to prayer in order for the Holy Spirit to reveal those things to you. So even mountains bring you closer to God. So just encouraging you all just to even reread that passage throughout this week and take some time to apply the application pieces that I have shared this morning. So I pray that this devotion has blessed you in some way, and whatever your mountains are, knowing that you are able to speak to them and command them to move and to be removed. So we are going to go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. So as always, asking you to just join me in prayer, and feel free to pray aloud with me, and not even feel free, actually encouraging you all to do that. Whatever God is also placing on your heart during this time of prayer as well. So we will go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice in it, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even just waking us up this morning, oh God. We thank you, Father, for giving us strength. We thank you that we have the activity of our limbs, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we have breath in our bodies, that we have a roof over our head, oh God. We thank you, Father, that even everything that we need, that you have already given it to us, anything that we stand in need of, that we can come to you and seek you for it, oh God. We thank you this morning for even the season that you have us all in individually, a season that you have us all in corporately, a season that you have us all in globally as well, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you even in the midst of trials. We thank you, Father, even in the midst of tribulations, oh God. We thank you, Father, even in the midst of triumphs, Lord. We thank you for your blessings as well. And we thank you that even though we may be experiencing some things that we don't want to experience right now, some things that may be hard, some things that may be challenging or difficult, oh God, we thank you, Father, that you are allowing us to be able to experience them for a reason, that you have a purpose for where you have us here in our lives, even right now, oh God. So we thank you for that, Lord. Just as your word says, that we are not just to praise you when things are good, when things are going great, oh God, but we're even thanking and praising you, even in our valley seasons and even in our seasons where we even need you the most, oh God. So I ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, that you would just help us, that you will give us everything that we need to be in this season, to even transition from this season to the next season that you have for us, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will continue to prepare us, Father. But as you are even preparing us for our next season where you have us now, Lord, I just ask that you will show us not even all the time, like why you have us here, but more so what are we to learn from this season that we're in? What is it that you're trying to show us? What is it that you're trying to teach us, oh God? So I ask, Lord, that that would be our mindset, that that would be our perspective, that that would be our prayer, oh God, not just so much of why do I have to go this or why are you allowing this to happen, but what am I to get from this? What am I to learn from this situation? What am I to learn from this season and this circumstance as well, oh God? And I ask, Father, that just as our praises are high when we receive blessings, oh God, I ask, Father, that our praises and us even rejoicing and worshiping you is still matched with that same praise, even in the seasons of hills and mountains, oh God, that we will still have the same praise when we are experiencing even valley seasons as well, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing in our life, oh God. We thank you for how you're molding us to be the people, the believers, the Christians, the women and men of God that you have created and desired for us to be, oh God. Continue to build us up, Father. Continue to strengthen us, oh God. And we even thank you, Lord, that no matter what season that we are in, that you are with us, oh God, that you're walking beside us, that you have even gone before us, preparing the way and the path for us to be able to get out of the seasons that we're in, for us to even be able to receive more blessings as well, oh God. So I just ask, Lord, that you will help us to keep our faith high, that you will help us to be able to keep our trust in you, oh God. I even ask, Father, that you will bring to our remembrance and even help us to be able to reflect on who you have already been for us, oh God, who you have already been to us, oh God, that you have been a God who is a provider, oh God, that you have been a God who has been sustaining us, oh God, that you are a God of breakthrough, Father, that you are a God of the impossible, oh God. So I ask that you will even help us to go into times of worship and thanksgiving and praise, oh God, just thanking you for the things that you have even already allowed us to be able to go through and experience, oh God. And I ask that as we are in these seasons we're in now and even the ones to come, that you will help us to just continue to keep our eyes and our minds stayed and focused on you and you alone, oh God. I ask that you will help us to be able to set aside time, Lord, to be able to come before you in time of prayer, in time of worship, oh God, in time of praise as well, oh God. I ask, Father, for many of us that you will even lead and guide us even into times of prayer and fasting, just as your word states that some things can only come out by way of prayer and fasting, oh God. So as you are building us up and strengthening us, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you will give us the boldness and the courage to be able to identify our mountains, but to also speak to them and command for them to move just as your scripture states, oh God. And I ask, Father, that you will help us to be led by your Holy Spirit in doing that, oh God, helping us to know that we are not doing things out of our own might, our own power or strength, oh God, but by your Spirit and your Spirit alone, oh God. We even come before you now, Lord, just asking that you will begin to search our hearts, Lord. Father, you know that we aren't perfect. You know that we make mistakes daily, oh God. We know that we make mistakes every day, Father, that we will not even be perfect while our time is here on this earth, oh God. So I just ask, Father, that you will help us to be more like you, that you will even bring to our minds things that we've done or said or thought or even have acted upon, words that have come out of our mouth that have not been pleasing to you, oh God, things that we've stated or said or even spoken over our lives or anyone else's life that is contrary to the word of God. So we come to you, Father, just asking for forgiveness, Lord. I ask that you will help us to know that literally life and death is in the power of our tongue, oh God. I ask, Father, that you would even help us to speak life into our situations right now, oh God, that you will help us to speak life into our seasons, that you will help us to speak life into our family and our friends and our loved ones as well. But also asking, Father, that you will give us opportunities to be able to speak light into other people as well, oh God, to be able to speak life into them, Lord. I ask that you will just lead and guide and align our paths, oh God, so that we can be lights into this dark world, oh God. Also asking, Father, that you will help us to not just have opportunities to witness to others who we may not know, but also asking for opportunities for us to witness and to share of your goodness, your grace, your mercy, and even the gospel, oh God, for those who we do know, oh God, and for us not to be afraid, for us not to be fearful, oh God, for us just to simply share what you have done for us, oh God, the testimonies that you've birthed in each and every one of us as well, oh God. We ask, Lord, also that you will help us not to condemn ourselves. I ask, Father, that you will keep evil and temptation away from us, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will just continue to allow us to be able to wake up each and every day, Father, thanking you and praising you and worshiping you, Lord, but also most importantly, being able to put on the full armor of God, Lord, so that we are even protected against the attacks and the schemes of the enemy as well, Father. So I ask right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will just bind and cancel all attacks of the enemy that are over our life, that's over our family's lives, any person that is connected to us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will rebuke them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that you will destroy any tactic, any strategy, any assignment that the enemy has over us, Lord. We know that Satan is a liar. We know that he is a deceiver. We know that he is the father of lies, oh God, but we know who you are, Lord. We know that the enemy does come to steal, to kill, and destroy, Father, but we also know who you are, that you have come, that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly, oh God. So I ask, Lord, that daily that you will help us to be mindful, that you help us to be watchful, helping us to just be aware of how the enemy may be trying to come in. We know that he's strategic, but we also know that he has no new plans. So just helping us to be aware of the enemy as well, oh God, and to be able to immediately cast those things down that are not of and like you. I ask, Lord, that as you are even speaking to us and revealing to us barriers that are keeping us from you, barriers that are keeping us from being able to experience your goodness and grace, oh God, your miraculous power, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will just help us to just be aware of what these mountains are, oh God, and giving us the courage to be able to speak to those mountains, Lord. I ask, Father, that you will allow us all to be able to have quiet time and be still time with you where you are speaking to us in regards to these mountains, but that we are even able to hear from you on how you want us to uproot the things that we are experiencing that are not like you, but being able to release the things that are of you, oh God, to be able to release peace, to be able to release grace, oh God, releasing hope, oh God, releasing change and transformation as well, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I ask that during this time, during this season of seasons that you are even revealing to us, the valleys and the hills and the mountains, oh God, I ask that you will allow us to be able to experience you in a new way. I'm asking for your peace to reign upon us, oh God, for your peace to reign upon this earth, oh God. We continue to seek you for your healing, not just in our own personal lives, oh God, not just a revival for our own personal lives and our own spiritual lives, oh God, but even continuing to seek you, Father, for a revival for our land, a revival for our nation, oh God, a revival for this world, oh God, and not just for change and revival to take place, oh God, but even for a supernatural spiritual revival to take place here on this earth, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. We thank you for all things that you are exposing, and even asking that you will continue to expose things that are not like you, Father. But even in the seasons of exposure, that godly things are being released that are of you, for you are uprooting corruption and greed and anger and evil and wickedness and pride, oh God, but that you are releasing godliness, oh God, that you're releasing righteousness, oh God, that you're releasing peace and order, oh God, that you're releasing change and transformation as well, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for all that's taking place. We thank you that everything that's happening right now in our lives and in this world, oh God, that it has to happen in order for revival to take place, Lord. So I ask that during this time that you will help us to be salt and light, that you will help us to be lights into this dark world, oh God. I pray, Father, for an increase in souls to be saved for your kingdom, oh God, that your kingdom is able to be able to expand during this time as well, oh God. We pray, Father, for even physical healing for those who may be battling COVID right now, oh God, those who may have experienced complications due to COVID, oh God. We just pray, Father, for supernatural healing in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that all things are possible with you, oh God. We know, Lord, that you are able to do the impossible as well, Father. So I just ask, Lord, that you will heal everybody, oh God, that you will heal every person that's even in the hospital right now, oh God, trying to fight off this virus. I ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will fill every hospital room, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will be breathed into every person that's even on a ventilator, that's even fighting for their lives right now, oh God. We thank you and praise you, Father, that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God, that you are the one who is the ultimate healer, oh God, that you are the one who's able to heal physically, oh God, that you're able to heal mentally, oh God, that you're able to heal emotionally as well, oh God. So we just ask, Father, for you to have your way even right now, oh God. I pray that we are able to truly feel your presence and your power on today, oh God, and not just today, but even throughout this week, even for the rest of this month, even for the rest of our lives, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will just be with our nation in the distribution of vaccines, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will just continue to build up even our immune system during this time as well, oh God. I pray, Father, even for those who choose not to be vaccinated, oh God, that you will even keep them covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ as well. And I pray, Father, that you will help us all to be able to respect everybody's opinions and decisions on whether they choose to or don't choose to receive the vaccine, but just asking, Father, that you will truly cover us all, those who get it and those who don't get it, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. We know that there's power. We know that there's healing, oh God. We know that there's deliverance that can take place as well, oh God. So we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives and our families and every person that is connected to us, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will encamp your angels all around us, oh God, wherever we go, that they may even go before us and even prevent us from walking into traps, walking into the plans of the enemy as well, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will even send forth your angels, oh God, even in the spiritual realm, oh God, to be able to push back every demonic attack that the enemy is trying to place here in the physical as well, oh God. So we just thank you, Lord. We thank you even for the opportunity to even come before you in prayer. We thank you, Father, that you are a God who hears, that you are a God who listens, and that you are a God who answers, Father. We know that just as the moment that we speak a prayer, that we ask something of you, oh God, we thank you, Father, that you have already made a way for it to happen, that you have already answered our prayers. So I ask, Lord, that you will give us patience and us being able to see, answer prayers in your own perfect time, and help us not to give up, help us to continue to have faith and to continue to come to you in prayer until we are able to physically receive the blessings that you have for us as well, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to keep us and watch over us, keep us safe, keep us protected, keep a hedge of protection around us, keep us away from all evil, all hurt, all harm, and all danger as well, oh God. We thank you. We thank you for even the spiritual weapons that you have given us, oh God, and I ask, Father, that you will help us to be able to utilize those things of praise, of worship, of prayer and fasting, as well as they all have power to destroy the works of the enemy. So we thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you all so much for tuning in. I will see you next week for part 4 of Hills and Valleys. And I believe we'll be sharing some biblical examples, or I'll be sharing some biblical examples that God gives me as far as people in the Bible who experience seasons of hills and valleys, and how they got through them, how God brought them through them, and the result of what they had to go through and experience. So as always, if you guys have any prayer requests or praise reports, you can always put them in the comments. Many of you message them to me, or you can also email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. I love you all, and I pray that you have a blessed and amazing day. And if you have not already joined our Bible scripture challenge for this month, encouraging you to go to aspiritualwarrior.com and go ahead and join us. So love you all. Have a blessed and amazing and productive and safe week. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.